Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Exposition, an art show about the art scene in southeastern Ohio.
Yes, and is it ever a scene?
Yeah. Okay, is there anything new going on at the Artisan Shop?
Oh my gosh, too many things to remember. But if you go to our Facebook page, Gallia County Artisan Market, or the Artisan Shop and Studio page, we have all kinds of classes coming up and events that you can sign up for. And please go to those pages and check it out and stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been adding a lot of different classes, whether it's, I think you're making a terrarium kind of deal.
Yes.
There's stained glass.
Yes.
Painting, different types.
Cake
decorating.
Other stuff.
And if you have an idea for a class, you might contact them.
Yes.
And maybe they can find the talent to put on the class.
We will. We will do it. You'll absolutely find that talent and hopefully fill the need.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of talent, we have an amazing artist on today, Jerry Enrico.
Woohoo!
Welcome to the show.
Yay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yay! We're glad you're here.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from and where you got your education? And, you know, you can't tell me where you got your talent because that's
well,
a gift.
I'm originally from the Philippines, and I moved here in the United States in 1990. I did graduate fine arts in the Philippines, University of Northern Philippines, and I majored in advertising, but when I moved here, I didn't really use my advertising because I can't communicate. I mean, I can't speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
So I focused more on my artworks, commissioned portraits and things like that, but on the other side, I mean, I can do a little of advertising, designing logos and graphic design, things like that, but mostly portraits.
And are they ever amazing?
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I can't think of anybody more talented when it comes to the way you draw and everything. It's so true. Very true.
Thank you.
What's your favorite thing to do as far as portraits?
I do surreal, inspired by the surrealism artists, like especially René Magritte is my favorite.
Yeah.
And I do things about my dreams or how I understand what's going on around me or how I feel, things like that.
What drew you to portraits? You know, there's a lot of things in the world you can draw. And what drew you to that?
I love doing portraits, observing people, the way they smile or the way they express their emotions. You can see on their face, even if they don't say anything, but you can see their sadness or joy, happiness in their face,
mm-hmm.
the way you look at their eyes and things like that. And that's drawn me to do portraits is because I want to express that, because portraits are record of time of that person. Some people will ask me, can you fix the eye? Can you change the nose? And they won't recognize them eventually if I do that. So what I do with portrait is what I see on people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I see their emotions on their face. See, we don't really see our face I've been saying that. You don't really see my face. I don't see my face.
Right.
I will never see my face. I see it on the mirror. But
it's like driving down the road and seeing the front end of your car.
Yes.
You're only looking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If it's attached on our face, we don't see our face. I will never
right.
see my face.
Yes. Yes.
I see it on the mirror, but it's wrong. My right eye will be my left eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
It's the other way. And they take picture of me in hundreds of millions of a second, just like that. They will
yes.
take picture. They will record it. But after that, there's emotion. You can't record that emotion. You can't see that emotion.
Right.
You can see the sadness. You can see the happiness.
Right.
I'm happy right now. I'm smiling right now, but I don't see it. But I felt
yes.
feel it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think it's how you feel, and it will reflect on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy all the time, and then it will reflect on your face.
So
yeah, there's certain people, you know, when I take, I do photographs, and I do video. When I take a photograph, some people, I don't like my smile or whatever, mm-hmm. or say, for example, my wife went in to get her passport picture, and like, why do I look so mad, or I just look irritated or something. It's like, you know, what you have to do, even if you don't want to smile,
mm-hmm.
you think happy, you think smile in your head,
mm-hmm.
not that you're activating your mouth and showing
yes.
your teeth,
yes.
but it will come through the
yes.
eyes.
Yes.
And so I did that in my
mm-hmm.
Passport picture, because you can't smile on your passport.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, why? Why is yours so much better? It's like, because I was thinking smile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's how you feel. It's really what Jake or reflect on your face.
Right.
It's very interesting, too. Every time I study portraits, even though I'm still learning with portraits, I draw on the spot and things like that.
Yeah,
I
artist study, never stops learning.
No, no. And especially with mug shots.
Mm-hmm.
Look at mug shots.
Mm. Scary.
Oh, yeah, but
mm.
there's
some.
Something behind it that,
yeah.
you know, they,
a life
they're
experience.
Guilty or
yes.
they're innocent or, you know, they're criminals. We
guilty,
judge
guilty,
them by the
guilty.
Look. We judge them by the look.
Yeah.
But behind it, we don't know.
Right. True.
We don't know what's in that.
We
right.
don't know.
And that's very... You know, looking at mugshots, I usually get those paper who are wanted and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's fun to look at them, just look at them, just study them.
Isn't that something that you're working on, some special
yes,
project
well,
in
well,
Huntington?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to have, they invited some artists, I don't know how many, I think it's 9, and we're going to have a show at Huntington Museum on January. Our interpretation of San Quentin Maximum Security Prison.
Yes.
During the 1920s. It's very interesting because they were had, all the mug shots, they were had because
really?
They need to know the size of the head.
Oh.
And I said, I fit to that.
That's
that
so
fun.
Cool. Yeah.
It's fun. I'm excited.
So what kind of other artists are doing stuff? Are there the painters and sketchers?
Mm-hmm. Yes, different type of artists and different genre sculptor, I think.
Are they doing mug shots or are they doing...
Interpretation on those mug shots. And
oh,
I have,
okay.
I did some studies already because our deadline will be October to show the artworks that we did or studies and things like that so
okay.
they can advertise it.
So it's what the artist, like their own style and
mm-hmm.
what they,
interpretation.
Their interpretation.
So if it was cubist or something.
Yes. Yes, anything that you feel like to interpret on the pictures of
right.
the criminals. Or
so it's not all realistic.
No.
Whatever.
No, whatever you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's more on the eye of the artist to express on what they see.
Do you think a lot of it will be just pure dark? Do you think there's
maybe, idea? Maybe. And that's the best part because you don't know.
Yeah.
And I have some study. You'll see. Okay. I can't really explain it. But
I can't wait to see that. January.
January, yeah.
Okay.
I think they were saying mid-January.
Okay. So it's the not Huntington, West snowing. Virginia Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope it's not going to be snowing that day.
Yeah. We'll pick a day it's not snowing and go down.
Yeah.
How long do the exhibits usually last? Is it a week?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Okay.
Sponsored by the Level One with Mr. Jack Bordell. Mm-hmm. That's his collection.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited about it.
It might be a traveling show.
That's what they're thinking.
Oh.
That's what they're talking about.
Yes, it
will.
Could be.
It might turn into a traveling show. They might bring it to somewhere else, New Zealand, and things like that.
Now, what prison was it?
During the 1920s.
Okay.
Because they have this record in the show to us, and they want artists to express what they see on those pictures.
Okay.
That's so cool.
Well, bringing up seeing pictures, I think it might be good. It's all well and good to talk about art, but you got to see it.
Oh, man,
yes.
I can't wait.
It's the visual.
Right.
Visual art.
So let's
great
bring up in
Ooh.
No particular order some of Jerry's work.
This is one of the attempts to draw aluminum foil, because aluminum foil is so unpredictable with those reflections.
That's one thing that I always felt was like the hardest thing to do is in oil painting, paint something that's metal.
Mm-hmm.
Silver and gold with
mm-hmm.
all the reflections and everything,
yeah.
And that just seems
yeah.
incredibly hard.
And I tried it with pastel.
Okay.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you. And this is one of the commissioned works.
Oh, my.
Mommy's little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick her up.
And this is 18 by 24, I think. And this is a good story. I did work as an apprentice at the tattoo, and we were thinking about how about if my chair would be electric chair, looks like electric chair. So we were searching on the internet and finding if they have that. But we came up with this guy, his name is George, I don't remember the last name, and he I think he was the youngest that been electric chair. Because somebody told him that he killed a couple of young girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know what state it was?
I think Alabama.
Okay.
And I drew it in ballpoint. And this one is part of my artwork.
Mm.
I love birds. I like to express them.
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
This is surreal, right?
It is surreal. It is surreal. Well, I'm fascinated with vultures. I mean,
ooh.
Those birds.
Mm-hmm.
How important they are. We don't like them. We don't. They kind of look scary or weird looking, but.
It's just like the trash man. What if the trash man didn't come to your house for
that
like
is
six
true.
Months?
That is very true. Yeah, yeah. And this is one of class demonstration.
Now, most of these things, are they done from pictures or settings?
Some are from pictures. Some are from settings.
Okay. So it could be either.
It could be either.
Because getting a little girl like this to sit for a while would be incredibly hard.
No. I did a workshop. We do workshops. I do portrait workshops. And I told the students, the attendees, to bring somebody who wants to be our model.
Okay.
And one of the grandmother brought her 7-year-old granddaughter.
Okay.
And of course, 7-year-old. And I said, oh, this would be interesting because they're not going to sit long.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not going to sit long. And then she fell asleep. And I said, let's draw her.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this is charcoal?
This is charcoal.
Okay.
And this is me when I was 8 years old. And that's me coming out.
And that's a drawing of you coming out.
That's a drawing of me coming out. And this is when I was, I think, 4 years old. I remember this picture. Before they took this picture, I fell on the stairs.
Oh.
Did you have a bird on your hand?
No, I just had that.
Okay.
And this is the, I call it not demonic, because people are wired to, they look at things and they judge.
Just the skull is a scary thing.
Yeah, just the skull is a scary thing.
And then you put horns on it?
Horns like a pencil, and that's a baby's mouth. Everybody has a skull. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't be scared about skull. We have that.
It's a natural thing.
Oh, that's the most.
This is the commission work.
Yeah,
I did commission work.
Yeah. Almost realistic.
Thank you. I did commission work. Dogs, commission work.
Schnauzers. Mm-hmm. My favorite. That's so
And this is one of my latest works. I call it What We Don't Know.
Mm-hmm.
This is about politicians. They don't really want to tell us what we don't want to know.
Yeah.
And that represents the fly.
Ooh.
The fly is what we don't know?
The bird of politician or something that they do if they're corrupt or...
Right.
Or what...
Because the fly, when we see fly, we're disgusted.
Yeah, because they go on... Are we allowed to say poop?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's...
Because they go on poop.
Yeah. And this is one of my daughter's portraits. I don't remember, she was 8, 2005. She was born 1994. And this is my grandfather. I drew it with ballpoint.
Yeah, to me, ballpoint pen would be difficult because you can't undo it.
You can't erase.
Right.
You can't erase.
You put it down there, it's got to stay.
Yes. Yes, and the control of the way, the weight of your ballpoint. And that's
would
very,
you sketch that first,
yes,
then?
Yes.
Sketch it first so it wouldn't be,
yes,
you know, totally just... Ballpoint.
Not from beginning to end ballpoint.
Some of, like the other one, from the beginning to the end ballpoint.
And what's this here?
This is my daughter again. I drew her almost every year. And I remember this, she was asking to go with her friend. And this is when she's 3 years old. This is my first pesto. Portrait.
Yes.
That's why on my signature there's number one. I used to number them, but I was trapped.
Yeah.
I don't number them.
That's amazing.
And this is a demonstration in class. I'm using Keta Color pastel, hard pastel.
Now, to me, that is not torn paper. That is a drawing of torn paper.
Yes, I love that challenge of showing the three-dimensional look, that when you look, it's kind of like three-dimensional.
Right.
You're an expert at that.
And this one is inspired by, there's a place in Thailand that they entertain people with monkeys. And those monkeys, they torture them to entertain. They have a big rope on their neck, and they have a whip, and they let them ride bicycles or a small motor with the helmet, a small helmet. And people are just
laughing
at it, and it will fall, and they were like laughing at it. And I said, I felt bad, and I want to show on this artwork that they have emotions, they have heart.
Yeah.
So it's a burning heart.
Oh my goodness.
And this is most of the drawings that I'm illustrating, it's more about people wired to judge.
What's on the inside, maybe?
And it's a child's eye when you see other people with other religion and you judge them. And
so this is an Islamic person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some more illustration. And this is my self-portrait, reflection.
Now, would you have done that looking at it, or would you have taken a picture?
I did take a picture.
Okay.
My sister took a picture of that. That's the whole thing.
What's the idea with the apple?
Well, this is inspired by René Magritte. I was saying earlier that René Magritte is one of my favorite surreal artists.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of pictures with the apple and the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all about the hat.
And I'm all about the hat.
That's awesome.
And this is my mom when she was a teenager.
So you went back in time?
No. I did that for her birthday.
Oh.
No, that was 1997 when I did that. And this is one thing, again, about people are wired to judge. And they will say, oh, that's demonic. Well, I call it not demonic. When you look at it, look at this morning. It's not. Even,
it's
hot
pepper.
Hot pepper.
Yeah.
And this is a project with the art department here with Benji Davis.
Yes.
What was the idea behind this?
Not demonic. I did etching,
mm-hmm.
and we print probably 14, 20.
So this is carved, and then you print?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that carved on wood, or?
No, carved on copper plate.
Hmm.
Or aluminum. No, aluminum. I don't remember. Is it aluminum, or?
So are you carving away material, or
yes.
are you bending it?
I'm carving with the point material. Etching, like a hard material, and you...
That's sort of like they used to do illustrations back in the 1700s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for printing, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And this is one of my workshop, a demonstration on how...
You start on the eyes?
Yes, I started the eye.
That's the most important part.
Mm-hmm. Because in on-the-spot portrait, I start with the eye always because the eye will tell you who the person is. If your eye is wrong, everything will be wrong.
Right. You and you want to get initially because if they're sitting there for like
yes.
an hour or so, they might
change.
Get tired.
Yes, it will change. Yes, sir.
So you want the brightness of the beginning.
Yes, yes, the excitement.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to look at first when I start with the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you want to capture, not tired or...
Yeah, are you done yet?
Oh, this is one of my favorite portraits of my daughter. And she emphasized that I'm going to draw the tattoo on her pinky. If you see the star. Yeah, the little star.
And what's she thinking? Why is she looking off this way? She looks a little...
Very expressive.
Something. I'm not sure.
Well,
frustration?
No.
Or?
There you go. Thank you for saying something about the artwork. That's the connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's just a normal photograph.
Yeah, because she's got kind of a
mm-hmm.
smirk.
You don't see me
mm-hmm.
like this all the time. So.
Yeah, no hat.
No hat, the serious look. I'm
yeah.
happy all the time. I've been happy all the time.
You look like somebody just... scratched your card. Like, hey.
Yeah. And this is inspired by the Lakin Correctional. When I go there and teach class art, we're looking at the worm because it feels like we don't really want to see worms in our garden or we want to kill them because we don't want them to eat our plants or food.
Okay, so you have like a caterpillar on your finger?
Yes, there's a caterpillar on my finger. And by the time they get out, I have a lady who called me, I keep contact on her, and she said, oh, I'm doing great now, I have three jobs, and that represents the butterfly.
Okay.
Oh. And that's me, we were talking about it earlier, about we don't see ourselves. So
not as
nice.
You truly are, because you're looking in a mirror and you're backwards.
Yes, but I'm illustrating myself.
Right.
And this is my daughter again, she was tired one day, and she was fell asleep. I called that a late nap.
So was this a live or a
yes,
picture?
I started sketching when she was sleeping, and then I finalized it.
Mm-hmm.
The picture. And this is one of my workshops.
Now, what do you do in a workshop like that?
We have a model.
Okay, and that was a model, and everyone else in the class
yes.
drew that?
Yes.
Or at least from their perspective.
Or do some demonstration, or they want to draw something else. I do some demonstration with the model, and then they can do it themselves.
Okay.
And this is that type of crumpled paper. That's Picasso. And I always see crumpled paper without a picture on it. So I thought, how about if I put a picture on the crumpled paper?
Wow.
And that's a great challenge.
Amazing.
There's three moths on it?
Yes.
What's the deal with the three moths?
I just put it there. I love moths.
I think I'm a night, you know, I'm a night person,
mm-hmm.
and I see moths all the time. I go out and watch moths.
Moths
I
and
love
birds.
Moths and birds.
Yeah. Oh, there's a theme there.
Okay, so you can commission a work.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you go about getting you to do a work for you?
They can contact me on Facebook. They can message me on Facebook, Jeremy Cole. They can go to my page, Jeremy Cole Artist, or on Instagram, Jeremy Cole.
So maybe we might put that in the description on
mm-hmm.
the YouTube
mm-hmm.
down there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what kind of things would you do? You could do a pen and ink or
mm-hmm.
Charcoal.
Charcoal, pastel. It's been a while I haven't done.
What were the dogs? Was that like colored pencil? Pastel?
Yeah,
okay.
They're pastel. I can do murals.
Oh.
I can commission murals. What else? Define tattoo. I don't do tattoo anymore. what else?
But you can do the design for that.
I can do the design for that now.
Yeah.
You can contact me.
Word
of mouth.
Well, I was going to ask for price range, but that's probably hard to do.
Starting 150 on 14 by 17 inches. On
that's
charcoal.
That's fairly big, yeah.
On charcoal.
Okay.
I don't want to do smaller, 8 by 10. I'd rather do it bigger.
Yeah, and by the time you put it up on your wall, an 8 by 10 looks really small.
Yes, you'd rather have a photograph.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's drawing, it's more better when they're bigger.
Yeah, that is
mm-hmm.
true.
Coming up, besides your show in January, there's something else you're working on?
I do commission work. I do classes in Ripley and Charleston. Thursday, tomorrow, I'll be in Charleston from 6 till 9, and then I'll be in Ripley from 6 till 9. Harris
what
Building.
Kind of workshop is that? What are you
it's not a workshop. It's just a regular class. Whatever project they want to do, they will come, they will start, and then I can guide them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it drawing, painting?
Drawing
or
painting. They can paint or whatever art they want to do, and then I can guide them.
Okay. And where would you find those classes listed?
In Charleston, it's on Paintbrush Studio along Pennsylvania Avenue. And in Ripley, in Harris Building, is just across the City Hall. Every Friday in Ripley, 6 till 9.
Okay, that's great. I hope everyone has enjoyed seeing Gary's work. I think it's amazing. Good
oh
stuff.
My God!
Thank you.
It's
appreciate it.
It's out of control, amazing. We're so blessed to have you here today. It's
so,
an honor.
I'm glad.
Check him out on Facebook. If you want to search it, it's Jerry Enrico. G-E-R-R-Y.
E-N-R-I-C-O.
Search that out. He's got a lot of the works, just the stuff you saw, and a lot more. So if you want to see that, check him out there. So thanks for watching Exposition, and we'll see you next month.
Awesome.